On Midwest Week, a new owner and possibly some new life for a vacant shopping mall in Western Illinois. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Rob Connolly, reporter for the Galesburg Register-Mail. So, Rob, remind us, when did the Sandburg Mall in Galesburg close, and who was the previous owner?
The doors were locked a few months ago when GMC was the last store to depart the heart of the mall, as it's been called. And so Car-Mark, which has operated out of the old tire portion of the former Penny's, was the last thing running on the property. And so what's happened in recent weeks is that local businessman Keith Vaughn is looking to purchase the property from a two Texas businessmen who bought the mall in a bankruptcy sale. I think it was August of 2016.
Now, those business people that bought the mall at bankruptcy, did they have plans, or they just thought this might be, you know, a distressed asset that somebody might want to buy at some point?
So they actually had in November of 2016, they announced that they were going to demolish the heart of the mall and leave the anchor standing, which would be Kmart, or the old Kmart, the old Sears, then Bergner's was still open, and then JCPenney was still open, and they were going to pursue a mixed-use development. A few weeks later, they tabled that plan, but we're still looking into a variety of ways to use the property. But with that announcement and then tabling, a lot of businesses like Bath & Body Works, Holmes Shoes, which has some locations in the Quad Cities, and stores just kind of started to kind of have an exodus over a period of 5 to 6 months, when it slowly became GNC in the middle, and then Penny's and Bergner's and Car-Mark, and then eventually Penny's decided to close, and then within weeks of that, kind of the Bergner's bankruptcy news started going around.
And what do we know about Mr. Vaughn? He's a local person. What sort of retail experience or shopping experience does he have?
So he first kind of came onto the scene in Knoxville, which is about 6 miles southeast of Galesburg, and he renovated the old grocery store in Knoxville, which that now houses Big Cat's Barbecue. And then he also opened the Knoxville Mercantile, and then he took on the historic St. Mary's Chapel, also in Knoxville, which has a couple weddings booked this year. And then from there, he made his first venture into Galesburg and bought the former Fig Steakhouse and Cellar and turned that into Chard 51, and that's been doing pretty well, it seems like, since they opened in November. So now he's making a second venture into Galesburg as he's working to finalize the purchase.
Boy, it sounds like he's got a lot of experience anyway. Do you know, is there any sort of purchase price that anyone's talked about yet, Rob?
No, not yet. If I remember correctly, it was about $600,000 at a bankruptcy auction that the current group paid for it. So you probably figure it that's somewhere in that ballpark, maybe. I do know that Keith's plan that he's finalizing would be for the former Sears anchor building, the former Bergner's, and then he would also have the main entrance and the heart of the mall. And so once GNC closed in September, everything sat quiet, and then U-Haul opened up in the former Kmart building in about mid-December, and then a couple weeks later, a business called Galesburg Warehouse Bargains opened up in the former Penny's. So the idea is that the Warehouse Bargains would operate in that in their location, Car-Mark would continue to operate in front of the old Penny's, the current Warehouse Bargains, and then U-Haul would operate out of Kmart.
Oh, okay. So the mall would be pretty much intact as far as the physical building and layout would be?
Yes, and it's a pretty sturdy building. It is marked as the nuclear fallout shelter. So,
okay. I guess that says something about it. Do we know what his plans are for the inside? Has he said anything about what he'd like to do yet?
He hasn't released many specifics. He's still waiting to finalize the contract or the purchase agreement, but he has said that his idea is for a mixed-use development, and I think he's eyeing something for kids to use, because one of the often heard complaints about Galesburg is that there aren't enough things for kids to do, and there's like Fun City in Burlington, or there's places like Chuck E. Cheese or Monkey Joe's in Peoria. So if something like that could be brought here, I think you'd see a pretty good response from parents and families here in town.
Is he asking or thinking about getting any sort of help from the city or county or state of Illinois? Has he talked about that at all?
So a few years ago, the Galesburg City Council added the Sandburg Mall into their enterprise zone. And so he can get some tax credit help with projects such as the roof, which while it was patched over the years, that's still the original roof that went on the building in the late 70s.
Oof.
So that's going to be a pretty big bill, but there's a certain threshold that he can hit and get help with the enterprise zone funding. So I know that's something that is kind of intriguing about purchasing the property.
And what about the people that have been reading your stories about this, Rob? Do they seem happy, sad, cynical, or anything different about this the prospects for this project?
I would say somewhat cynical, but also hopeful, because if he is able to turn it back into some type of commerce center of sorts for Galesburg, I think it'd be very well received. I know. Recently, the clothing store options have really dwindled since we had JCPenney and Bergner's close. While, we had a Kohl's open up, it's a smaller Kohl's. I guess the term would be right-sized for a market like Galesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if, you had some places that people could go here in town and keep their money here in town, I think it'd be well supported.
And what about the closing of the Sandburg Mall, Rob? Is it something, the problems in Western Illinois, or is it something about the national change that's affecting big box stores and shopping malls all across the country?
Well, hindsight's 2020, but mm-hmm. you ended up having Kmart and Sears and Bergner's as three of your four anchors, and all three of those chains have had some pretty serious bankruptcy problems in the last few years. But I think when things were going well, when I first came here in 2015, there were still, I think, 50 stores in there. So there were some vacancies, but it was still thriving. But once Sears closed in 2014, and then once Kmart closed, I think in early 2016, it kind of seemed to start losing a bit of its appeal. But, when the announcement about the demolishing at the heart of the mall came out, we still had a Bath and Body Works, a Christopher and Bank, a couple shoe stores, a mix of small businesses and corporate chains, and you still had two of the anchors operating, and you still had the mall walkers. So I think it was just kind of a perfect storm of sorts, but some of the chains that were in there haven't been doing the best, but that's kind of been the landscape of retail in the last few years, that some of those brands that you thought were always going to be around have slowly just kind of disappeared.